Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Alright. Lank asks for help and begins straining before anybody can even reach. He has lifted the portcullis up.
Whoa!
Lank, you feel that if you were to let go, it would slam down.
Oh my god.
You don't feel like you've like locked it up. You're holding the weight
of
this.
Well, yeah, I mean,
portcullis.
If it was just me lifting it, okay. It's now a foot and a half off the ground.
I'm going to go... Oh, no, we all have to slither.
How'd you get it that high?
I jumped.
I'm
sort of wedging my pike under it to hold it. Yeah, okay, go on.
I'll use the immovable rod underneath it to hold it up.
Ooh.
Oh.
Smart.
Will rushes up.
Yep.
And just clicks it into place. You push the button.
I don't want to be trapped in here. I'll do that.
Okay. Will does this, and you feel the weight sort of recede, the pressure, come off of your arm or hand or shoulder, however you've got it propped up there, Lank.
Lank looks up at it, sort of admiringly. He's always impressed by that particular item.
And it does, in fact, seem to be bearing the weight of this portcullis.
Great.
We've got a new image. Let's
what
see
do we
here.
Have? What do we have?
Loading this up here real quick. For the listeners, we have the wonderful Dora the Explorer that the gargoyles were carved in the likeness of with two gleaming long white incisors carefully crafted upon her.
She's even got the map. I'm the map.
Saving to the desktop. Okay.
Tell Eric you're sorry you never write back to him.
Oh.
Aww.
I know. I really want to look up the website that you sent me, the tracker, and update it, and then send you the new link. That's what I've been wanting to do.
That was
but I can't do it
ago.
On my phone. I know.
Two weeks ago.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like Gloomhaven tracker site where you can like keep track of your progress as a party or whatever and that kind of thing. I sent it to him like right after we last played, which was like
he has shown me before when he's like, I sent this to. It's been 7 days. I'm like, I just don't think he responds.
Yeah.
We've had that discussion, but I don't know what you're talking. I didn't see that one. I think he just gave up on getting a response from you.
I'm a bad person.
Well, no, I think it used to be. Because I'm always, like, teaching Eric, like, how to navigate social situations and how to be a person. So he's showing me, and he's like, do you think he is mad? Or, like,
my social
and I'm like, no.
He can't just not respond just because he doesn't have the response he wants. Like, he wants to be able to respond and say, look here, because I did this and this, and I reacted with that, and blah, blah, blah.
But
rather, he just doesn't do anything.
That's
especially like
too.
Emails and stuff. I'm like, I should respond to this.
See,
Alex
needs to know that like it is Eric going well out of his way to send messages to be a human
that's
being.
That's
going to
make him feel worse.
No. Not to make you feel worse. It's to make you feel better to
you
know
feel
that
worse.
Like, no, it's to make you feel better that he's just like you. Like Eric is really not good at like,
Reaching out
or responding, but he really has a crush on you, and you guys are gonna get married. So
I'm very proud of you that you didn't say has a boner for, because that's what I
usually okay. See. Eric knows.
I know. That's what I when I heard has a. I'm like here goes.
Yep, here we go.
I am like the most crass person in this whole group. I'm so sorry. I love the word boner. Like, I'm sorry. There's so many words that make me laugh. Like, boner makes me laugh. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Boner. Like,
any word
it's no, there's no
penis.
Bone. I think it's because, like, it's a weird sense of humor that I have of, like, that always made me, when I first heard the word boner, and as a scientist, I'm like, there's no bone there in a person. it made me laugh really hard. That's why I think it's so funny. And that's so stupid. It's just a stupid reason to laugh. So I
Is that more or less juvenile? I can't decide.
I don't know. I think it's just like how my weird brain is. Like, I'm too, you know, like you make jokes all the time. You're such a funny, sweet, like easygoing person. And I'm always like, shut up. It's not a time to joke. Like, I'm very like serious. But then like boner, that's why it's so funny. I'm like, that's not true in human beings. There's no bone there. Boner. And then it just was always my favorite word, or one of my favorite words.
Right. As well as every other word that refers to the penis. Including penis.
Including, no, penis is
fine. Is serious, guys.
No, it's just scientific. More scientific.
I call it a penis word.
Also, one more note before we start. I do like the liberty that Alex has taken with Rafina's token.
I saw that. Put a skull and crossbones on it.
I'm going to just accept it.
So
that I don't have to move my token.
That's because they didn't have a boner icon.
Real mature.
So, does everybody trust this small piece of metal or whatever that Will has just shoved up under this portcullis to keep it from not crushing down upon you?
If anyone doesn't, I say, hey, it held this big giant skull with Baba Yaga or whatever her name was.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
So
I'm just asking if anybody is not going through.
I'm convincing them. That's my role playing.
Blank is going through.
I'm going through very fast.
Yeah, I'm going through.
Nick is marveling at it with wide eyes.
I'm holding my fingers at it as if I'm doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's from my own magical powers,
Will,
Nick.
Nick specifically makes sure not to break that plane. He, like, does the limbo underneath that invisible line between your fingers and the rod.
Can't break the connection, Nick. No! No!
All right. And you all find yourself on the other side of the gate, back in the sort of front part of the courtyard, which you think leads right around past that oversized baguette and towards the trick-or-treat entrance. And Katie, you are safe to move your bag of Cheez-Its.
Thank you. So I didn't want to make a noise.
They're very crunchy, aren't they?
So is that where everybody's heading?
Yeah, we're
towards
all
the front
it
door.
It takes us forever.
Let's go.
Icons.
I'm just making sure. You can save yourself the trouble. If that's where everybody's heading, towards the front door.
You can
door,
do it? Oh, good. Okay.
Is Thank anybody you. Not going there? Cool. All right.
I'll go there.
All right. So
this place
here
seems totally safe.
Yeah, there's nobody here.
So you
clearly
all head into the inviting glow of these open front doors. And,
what time is it again? Is it dinner time now?
It's definitely past lunch.
Hmm. Then it must be dinner time.
It's not darkling yet. And you'll probably see just a big black screen, but if you do the appropriate scrolling, you'll see that there is some revealed on this new screen.
Okay.
The placement is random, but you all find yourself
zoomed
this
in.
Room.
Yeah, we're really big.
Yeah, the courtyard was a huge map.
And now this is so much better. Thank you.
So,
are those the sad torches?
Yes, you will see the depressed torches.
It's not so bad torches.
On the outside of the door. And that door to your the left on the map, it looks like it's closed, but those are the open doors that were spilling this warm light.
Okay.
Into this area. I just have your main tokens.
Not our animals.
Right. I'm assuming Bernard is coming with you. Is Steed coming in as well? There's room for him.
Yeah, if there's room.
Okay. You can imagine he's there. If it matters, I can add them in. So yeah, these ornate outer doors hang open, and you can see 20 feet inside. There's a second set of doors currently closed as you head through the open outer doors.
Is this the chamber where they pour oil on you?
Oh, crap!
Do you look up?
Seems like a bad idea.
This oil
it
heading towards
like
your
you're
face.
Curious.
I am curious. I'll look around.
The ceiling in here, it is vaulted, so it is higher. It's not just a normal ceiling. It's very grand. And you see four statues of dragons glaring down, their eyes flickering in the torchlight.
Hmm.
Oh, so they're not gargoyles, they're dragons.
How are their eyes flickering? Are they gems?
In the torchlight.
Are they gems?
Will pulls out his knife and pops them out.
Yeah, DI these statues.
Make a perception check.
Okay.
See if they're gems.
14.
Okay. You don't think they're gems, but they definitely don't look like just like carved stone eyes.
Right.
They definitely catch the light in a particular way.
Uh-oh, are they glass? Must be real.
Those are no statues.
Can I use my boots of striding and springing to jump up to see a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. You can get up closer, make a perception check with advantage.
Oh. Is that a spell?
The kitchen spoons. It's a whole dinner set.
I rolled the same roll twice. Okay. Damn it.
Yeah, again, you mean these look like statues of these dragons, except their eyes don't look like they're made of stone. They're not gems, though. They're, you know.
Is it a ring? What is it? One of those door? What is it called? I'm talking about the security cameras that go on front doors.
Oh, yeah, your ring is the brand name.
Is it? Are they rings? Are they just 8 rings?
Smart home doorbell.
1 primary and 7 backups.
That's weird. Those eyes are weird, right? Like he's going to say to everybody else, like, that's weird. They're not gems, I don't think. But they're really like, are they alive? Like, that's weird.
I think they must be real things.
Are they, anybody picking up any magic from them?
Should I cast detect magic? Says Nick.
Does it that take might, a spell slot?
I can do.
Will you be strong
things.
Enough afterwards to keep casting spells, or is it like
I can't do it forever? No, I can do it a couple times, a few times.
Maybe save it, okay. But I don't want to be eaten by dragons.
I feel this might be a good place to use it.
I have some carrots. Do dragons eat carrots? Here, dragon. I throw it at the dragon.
Is Bathwack offended by that question?
No, he jumps up to eat the carrot. Like a dolphin jumping through the air.
Does the carrot just bounce off of its snout?
Yes.
How did I know?
You didn't. You asked the question, and I answered it.
I'm so good.
Is the carrot just lying on the ground?
Are you going to eat it?
Yeah.
Bathwack eats the carrot. There answers our question.
All right. You gain 1 health point.
Hooray. I didn't need it, though.
I know.
I should have saved that carrot.
Oh, man.
Is anybody, like, moving? What is everybody staying back near the open doors? Are you heading towards the closed doors? Yeah, what's everybody doing?
Lank is heading toward the closed doors.
Yeah, is there just one closed door? The other walls are blank?
The side walls are blank. There is a set of double doors that are closed, and you headed through a set of double doors that were open.
Can we just push those double doors open?
As you get within 10 feet of the open doors, they take care of that for you.
Oh my god.
They suddenly swing open. Revealing a grand hall filled with the sound of organ music.
Oh my god.
Oh!
Yeah, we should have gone in the
let's
back
hear
door.
Let's hear the clip, the sound clip.
It's playing. Maybe it's too low.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Maybe it didn't play. There it is. Can you hear that? It's kind of faint. Can you hear it?
Oh, there it is.
It sounds like a Halloween sound effects soundtrack. We went into a Spirit Halloween, guys. I think we're in the wrong place. From the 1980s, probably. I don't even know if they make soundtracks like that anymore.
Probably.
We've traveled in time. It's the Time Bandits. Woohoo!
Copacetic
Time Bandits.
So yes, this grand entry hall is revealed before you. Cobwebs stretch between the columns that support the vaulted ceiling of a great dusty hall, dimly lit by sputtering torches in iron sconces. The torches cast odd shadows across the faces of 8 stone gargoyles squatting motionlessly on the rim of the domed ceiling. Cracked and faded ceiling frescoes are covered by decay. Double doors of bronze stand closed to the east, sort of across the room from you. To the north, a wide staircase climbs into darkness, which I'll reveal a little bit of here.
Is that shadow the chandelier above us?
That is sort of carving on the floor, sort of ornate.
Oh.
Sort of carving on the floor. The four dark circles are the columns. A lit hallway to the south contains another set of bronze doors through which you hear sad and majestic organ tones.
Hmm. Everything is so sad here. All of the inanimate objects are sad.
As you enter this room, on the stairway to the north, a creature descends.
Oh!
A figure, a humanoid figure, okay. Quiet as a cat. He wears a gray cloak over black studded leather armor and has a polished scimitar hanging from his belt.
Uh-oh.
Is everybody going in there? Right now, the tokens just show Lank and Bathwack.
Yeah, I was purposely staying back. I wanted Bernard to look at the dragon eyes to see if he could see anything.
Okay.
I'm very cautious about going anywhere in this place.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go in.
Well, Lank, you would recognize this figure as the one who freed you from prison and sent you on your path to the escape tunnel.
Whoa.
What?
Who also appeared in the whatever that was before you made your way to Berez. When you were with Will.
Without shouting, can I just sort of in a low voice, but a projected voice, Will.
What? Huh?
Get in here.
Oh, no. You don't want me.
As he, as this figure,
I'll come out, though. Just
yeah. And you able to recognize him as the figure who, deposed you of your place in Tivoli.
Shake my fist.
And he says to the assembled group, "My master is expecting you."
What?
Mm, that clears up a little bit of confusion.
Wait a second. No. Wait a second. Hey, this place is Strahd's. You're not allowed to have two places. Not cool. You can't just go beyond the bounds of your whatever the hell this valley is. Cross my arms. I say that out loud. No, that's... What? Strahd's your master. Mm.
He awaits you this way. And he begins to walk to the towards the south hallway. Where you hear this music emanating.
Lank, we're all gonna die. Tell everyone we're all gonna die.
Sir,
I
my
think
name is
they Rafe. Know.
Sir. Sir.
Yes?
May I ask your name?
My name is Rahadin.
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 This went on for some time.
Is Strahd an organist?
That is. In
he
fact-
knows his way around an organ, if you know what I mean.
I do not. Oh, would you please elaborate? Elaborate.
Elaborate.
Yes, that is in fact him providing these sweet tones you are hearing.
Where does he find time to practice? All right, so what is the plan?
We asked the guy.
Him. Yeah, we are. That's what I'm asking him.
All right. How are do we gonna... kill him?
I thought we were going to have dinner.
Yes, dinner awaits you this way, he says.
I don't think there's any turning back, Will.
No, but these two guys are together? We're so screwed.
We knew that coming in.
That guy tried to take over. I thought he was his own separate thing. I had no idea they were together. Together?
No, I didn't mean we knew that they were together. We knew that we were screwed coming in.
But I know, just realizing it. Really, only now. Realizing even more that we are so totally screwed. Oh, no.
Maybe we should all go.
The first dawn we see in this land is the dawn of realization.
Maybe we should go freshen up.
Oh, I always get philosophical just before I'm murdered.
Oh, he's a vampire, you guys. Just FYI, that guy is a vampire or something. He's a magician too. Now we're up against two vampire magicians. We're screwed. I'm just telling you, we're screwed, you guys.
Okay.
Okay, see, Rafina's just fine with it. Everyone here wants to die. Will doesn't want to die, guys. I point to myself.
I'm just processing.
I don't suppose we can wander around the castle a little bit.
Look for escape routes, weaknesses.
Right. Exactly.
This figure, Rahadin, is heading through the archway to the south.
Mm.
And towards those closed doors where you hear this organ music.
Oh, so he walked down the stairs and passed us.
When he started talking, he was in the hall with you. He had descended the stairs.
Gotcha.
He doesn't have to be in Barovia. He can transport himself. We've seen him somewhere else. I'm going to say this out loud because I feel like this is an even greater foe than Strahd, who seems to be trapped here. Will's a little freaked out.
Is he trapped here? Really? He's trapped here?
That's what it seems like. I mean, Strahd has never gone anywhere. It's all about, like, he brings people here. But Will's like, no, this guy is our enemy. That guy.
Maybe he's the curse upon the land. Maybe you're right. Maybe he's the thing that we really need to kill. That's why.
At this point, I think our choice is to go into dinner.
That's not a choice.
No.
Do we have other choices?
No. He's going to kill us.
Can we go up the stairs? You're afraid if we're rude, we're going to end up in even more trouble.
Oh, probably.
Rahadin pulls open the double doors to the south.
Lank is following Rahadin.
You see more light spilling out from within, and the music increases in volume.
Oh.
Right, I'll walk with Lank.
I'm right behind Bathwack.
Will?
I'm like...
Where's Nick?
Just holding my arms up like...
Nick's waiting for Will.
Where is everyone going? No, Nick, we're totally screwed. This is... I thought it was just like one vampire wizard that we're fighting. This is two vampire wizards.
He's a vampire?
Yes.
How do you know?
I was just saying. Yeah, you've never seen it. I just said I saw him in Tivoli. I saw him somewhere else.
He was a vampire?
Yes. We're so
screwed. Why don't
screwed.
We ask him to tell us what the deal is?
Should we
kill
him?
What is his arrangement with Strahd?
He's his master. Wait, are you still here? Yeah, come back!
I'm behind Bathwack. Oh, wait, you didn't go up. That's
no,
right.
I'm standing there like
you
at a
loss.
You can
easily hear Will, Rafina, so if you want to scurry
okay,
back.
Good.
Oh,
you can.
Scurry, scurry, scurry.
Trundle back. Sorry.
I'm going to blimp back.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Well, can't we talk to him then? Let's just ask him.
Oh, I just tried to ask him things where I was before and he just basically killed me. Okay.
You're not really dead though.
I know I'm not, but I basically am. This is not who I was. No!
This is very confusing to me.
Yes.
Rahadin! And I scurry back up the stairs.
What? What stairs?
They went down south.
There's no stairs.
I scurry back down south. Oh. Not on stairs.
Where are you?
I was following you guys, and then I went back to talk to Will, and then now I'm following you again. Rahadin.
Yes?
Is it true that you were in Tivoli?
Yes. I was instrumental in bringing William Pompeian here, as per my master's bidding.
Aha. So are you able to enter and leave again the borders of this land?
To a limited capacity, yes.
Oh, very interesting. Can Strahd?
How did you come to know Strahd? Oh, sorry, Rafina, you finish your...
That's okay.
It is not my business to discuss my master's affairs.
Oh, I apologize. I hope I didn't step on any toes.
Oh, certainly not.
Whoa.
He's very polite.
Lank asks, how did you come to know your master?
I have been following him for many centuries. I was among his trusted compatriots in life, and I have continued to serve him in his time of undeath.
Why?
He is a great and powerful man. He commands my respect.
I guess that's fair.
Will you be joining us for dinner?
No, that will be an event devoted solely to you and to him. I am just his chamberlain. I am not of such a caliber to join him in dinner with such honored guests as yourselves.
I am just his chamber pot. You didn't hear me say that.
Most people are sort of making their way down here. This is more of like a vaulted hall off the south of the entry hall. Mm-hmm. You can see to the east there's an arched hallway that stretches for 20 feet, ending in a spiral staircase that goes up and down. Next to the hallway, I'll reveal that a little more here, there's a suit of armor, oiled and glistening, standing at attention in a shallow alcove.
Does it look like it would fit me?
I was just going to ask the same thing.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I figured unless it was like, you know, look, we have this suit of armor for our 3-year-old nephew.
And these doors stand open, and swells of organ music, as you can hear, come from behind them, spilling their melody of power and defeat into the hall.
These are the doors to the west?
Correct. The ones that he has opened.
And he's
is that
gone
where
in?
The chamberlain is gone?
He has not gone in. He is standing outside the doors, sort of at attention, if you will. Looks like
Rahadin, sir.
Yes.
Is Strahd gonna kill us?
I do not suppose to know my master's will. All I know is that he told me to expect honored guests here for dinner, and as such, a feast has been prepared, and he awaits you within.
Okay.
Wait a second. Honored guests? Can you elaborate on that?
I cannot. Those
Was
were the
it
words.
Sarcastic is all I'm asking.
Did he use air quotes?
Exactly.
I would not purport to assume
my... You can't even read sarcasm. What is wrong with you? You took over my town and now you're just... ridiculously stupid? Excuse me.
I love that he can't purport to assume to suppose anything.
Perhaps it would be more factual to say that I do not care to disclose to you whether or not I feel.
Oh, well, see, that's a little different.
A little different.
You can either play stupid or just say I don't want to tell you. Just the latter is better.
Perhaps you should determine for yourselves whether you feel as you are honored guests here in Ravenloft.
That, yep, sure. Honored. So honored.
Sir, do you mind if we have a small tour of the castle before we go in, or is Strahd urgently waiting for us?
I would not keep him waiting.
But this organ piece has 3 more movements to get through.
I think it's safe to assume that he is playing for your entertainment.
Well, that was rude for him to start without us.
God.
Much as a cat plays for a mouse.
What?
Exactly like that. Lank's already inside eating.
Yeah. Lank's already had a full 3-course meal and been killed by Strahd.
He's had a 3-course meal and gone to bed.
Ooh, it's safe! Let's go!
Well, it doesn't seem like we have much of a choice.
Right. I'll go over and put my hand next to the armor and, like, look at the guy and, like, see if me touching the armor, like, ooh, I'm exploring this place. Am I allowed? Am I allowed?
He watches you impassively.
Ooh.
And as you touch the armor... it clinks suddenly.
Whoa!
Suddenly, it clinks softly.
Oh, okay.
As if you've touched a suit of armor.
Oh!
It seems very... now that you're closer, it seems very well cared for.
Is there anyone inside?
You have to open the visor.
Does the armor clink back?
The servant comes out, polishes it, and gets back in.
Doesn't seem mad that I touched this armor, but I guess he wants us to go in. Oh, wait, it sounds like the music is done. It's time for us to enter.
No, it's still playing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, here? It's just lower.
It's the quiet
movement. Oh, okay. I guess this is when we're supposed to enter. If I've attended some weddings in my life, this sounds like the part where we're supposed to enter. If we were the bride or something.
Here comes the Strahd.
Right.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Should we go?
I lean over and I whisper to Link, it's a good thing that he's letting us keep our weapons while we walk around in here, right?
I don't think he sees us as much of a threat.
Oh.
Rashina doesn't know what to do with a pessimist.
Lank is taken aback by Rafina's being taken aback. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you're really, really threatening. I'm really sorry if I crushed your dreams.
So, you all enter through the doors so graciously opened for you by Rahadin to a well-appointed dining hall.
Oh my goodness, it is! Look at it!
Three enormous crystal chandeliers brilliantly illuminate this magnificent chamber.
Those don't look like crystal chandeliers, they look like wagon wheel chandeliers.
Pillars of stone stand against dull white marble walls supporting the ceiling. In the center of this room, a long, heavy table is covered with a fine white satin cloth.
Ooh.
The table is laden with many delectable foods. Roasted beast basted in a savory sauce, roots and herbs of every taste, and sweet fruits and vegetables. Places are set for each of you with fine, delicate china and silver. At each place is a crystal goblet filled with an amber liquid with a delicate, tantalizing fragrance. At the center of the far west wall, between floor-to-ceiling mirrors, stands a massive organ. Its pipes blare out a thunderous melody that speaks in its tone of greatness and despair.
Hmm.
Seated at the organ, facing away from you, a single caped figure pounds the keys in raptured ecstasy. Quite unlike the music you're currently hearing. I also hope the sound's recording. I think it's just too low to show up as a waveform.
Oh, no!
I'm assuming so. The soundboard always records, right?
Like, every once in a while, I hear a little snippet of it, but it is very low.
Okay.
At least it's not the same melody over and over again, like Cloven's.
Yeah, I found a 25-minute clip. I thought Abby would be happy with that.
Oh, there you go.
Guys, where is Esmeralda?
As Rafina says this, Rahadin pulls the doors closed behind you, and the figure playing the organ suddenly stops. And as a deep silence falls over the dining hall, it slowly turns toward you. And it is, in fact, Strahd von Zarevich.
No way.
he doesn't play.
I was certain you were going to be like, and there, before you, was Esmeralda.
Watch this!
There. Bucephalus.
Master organist.
Where is
my hooves have fingers?
Bernard, I'm assuming, is with you.
Yeah.
What about Steed? Have you brought Steed along this whole way?
I would have if he's permitted in the dining hall.
There is room for him, and no one is stopping him.
Does he have his own place, like a little placemat with a horsey on it?
He does not.
Oh.
Nor does Bernard.
Come on, Strahd.
And he turns and gives you a wide smile. It does not seem menacing save for the elongated, sharpened incisors that seem to fill his mouth.
Ew.
And he says, welcome! Finally! I am so happy to see you here. Please, take a seat, enjoy. I have had this feast prepared for you, my honored guests. You do not sense even a touch of sarcasm.
What?
In the word honored. Not even a touch.
If I recall, the last time we saw Strahd, we burned him within an inch of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Irina did.
Irina did.
You all were very uninvolved.
Yeah.
Hey,
act of immolation.
We watched.
Yeah, we were there. Come on.
We didn't stop her. So pretty much we immolated him secondhand.
Yeah.
Secondhand immolation.
I love what you've done with your wagon wheel chandeliers.
I believe you would call those crystal chandeliers. Thank you very much.
It's Roy Rogers wagon wheel chandeliers.
Strahd, sir, have you seen our friend Esmeralda?
Esmeralda, I'm not sure who you speak of. No, I've been just waiting. No. I have not seen someone by the name of Esmeralda.
People keep saying things to Rafina that surprise her.
But she was carried away by a flock of bats. Now that lady's going to tweet at me and tell me that it's not called a flock.
I looked it up. It's either a colony or there's sometimes I think they're called clouds. Though I think colony is the most...
How about a herd? I like the idea of a herd of bats.
How about octothorpe? That's my favorite word.
Or a chowder.
Whoa. A chowder?
There's a group of animals that's chowder. It's not bats, but it's a chowder of something.
A chowder of clams.
I have to look it up now.
I hope that's not true, because that's just
it's
idiotic.
Cats. That's what it is. It's cats.
That's chowder worse. Of cats?
No!
Wow. Absolutely.
It's so hard to chowder cats, guys.
She's tried so many times.
Well, I think someone made your cat into chowder. Oh!
Oh! Oh, wow. I didn't say that. Rafina is on the ground in tears. Oh.
Yeah, Will wouldn't really say that. That was too sad.
And it was Abby talking anyway.
Yeah.
Strahd breaks into this mirth and
it merriment. Is that pisses me off.
A fetlock of cats.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
A trundle of cats.
That's fair.
Strahd says, I'm sad that it took you so long to make your way here, but I'm so happy to see you all here in my ancestral home, the castle of Ravenloft. Please dine and feel free to explore. Take in all it has to offer.
Explain the attitude change, Mr. Zarevich.
Yeah, didn't we all just try to beat each other within an inch of our lives last time we saw each other?
Well, I don't know that you all got too far. That was a bit of amusement for me, yes. But I understand where you're coming from. I did, in fact, bring you here, so I can see how I would be instrumental in your attitude towards me. It's understandable.
This sounds like you are pretending with us. So, you know, because you seemed like... Well, I shouldn't bring that up. Never mind. I will not mention that person's name because that seemed your one driving force. Hey, are you into brunettes with weird Irish accents? Is that why you're happy now?
I do not know this term Irish that you speak of.
All right, Vistani-ish? Southern Vistani land?
Southern
Vistani. I don't know where to put it.
Proper Vistani drawl.
And one thing, let me make a note here just to confirm, because I just remembered something, but the timing is... There's a lot going on and a lot to keep track of. Just I need to check one thing real quick. Just real quick. All right. Lank Stumpers.
Hmm.
You are able to tell that this straw that you see here before you is an illusion.
Whoa!
Oh.
The fact that you have true sight.
What?
Which I keep forgetting.
So do I.
Wait, what?
He has true sight, and he realizes it's an illusion, Strahd.
Oh.
But nobody else does, unless he says anything.
Come on, Strahd, tell
us.
You know what I should have done
before this? We should have somehow figured out a way to communicate to Nick that we wanted him to start brain texting. Mm. That would have been handy had we thought of that sooner. Mm.
But we didn't.
Real quick, okay. So I would have seen this as soon as he turned around?
Even before. Yeah, as you walk in and you take in this figure in the distance, you can tell it's an illusion of some type.
Can you tell whether what's-his-face thinks it's fake?
That was my other question. The other guy, is he real?
Yes.
Rahadin.
Rahadin was not an illusion.
Hmm.
But does he understand? But is Rahan still there? In?
He closed the doors behind you, and he is not there.
How deep does this perception go? Is it illusion like somebody else in disguise, or illusion like a true phantom, not real?
You know that there's nobody there.
There's nobody there. Okay.
What?
I'm going to pick up a fork off the table and throw it through him.
Whoa! Okay.
Make an attack roll.
What do I add to an attack roll with fork?
Your dexterity modifier and your proficiency bonus.
21.
All right. The fork flies true, and it flies straight through him and clangs off of one of the pipes of the pipe organ.
Whoa!
How is the organ being played?
As it does, the tone of the pipe reverberates, and you all see this illusion dissipate.
Whoa.
Into a fog, and then completely disappears. As it does, you all hear this booming, sort of overpowering, mocking laugh.
Oh my god, it's so creepy.
As it does, a fierce, bone-chilling wind rises up and roars through the hall,
Whoa.
Putting out all open flames and plunging the hall into utter darkness.
Oh no.
Oh crap.
Oh god.
You hear the
Everybody get close.
Yep, yeah.
You hear the screech of ancient hinges and the solid thud of many heavy doors slamming shut one after another into the distance.
Oh, that's so creepy.
So you hear a thud, 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 each one distant and more and more distant.
Oh, that is so creepy.
You also can hear in the distance the portcullis, the main portcullis, you think, clang shut.
Oh, my God.
And you hear...
Oh, my God.
You suspect it's the drawbridge being drawn shut.
It's a boss fight!
I thought it was...
We're in a
boss fight! I thought it was the automatic sprinklers coming on.
Hard to be sure.
The wind eventually dies down, as does this mocking laugh. And you find yourself alone in this pitch-black room within the Castle Ravenloft.
Mm.
And that is where we'll leave it.
Oh my god!
This is the exciting part.
That's
oh
right.
Oh my god!
Keep you coming back for more.
Oh my heavens. I don't understand what
I'm
the
really glad that thing
be.
Worked with the fork, because if I had missed, it would have just been really embarrassing for everybody involved.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole point. Why would he do an illusion?
Because he hates us.
Because Bucephalus on the drawbridge was an illusion.
What?
I mean, Bucephalus on the bridge over to the Amber Tamlin was.
Oh yeah, there was. Was that the Bucephalus? I remember there was a figure. I can't remember. Was it Bucephalus? I guess
it was a horse. I think.
Yeah.
It was a figure on a horse.
Oh, a figure on yeah. a horse. Yeah. Mm. Oh my gosh.
This is not good.
How much more of their map is there? We've only explored like 1% of it. Like.
A lot.
Oh my god.
A lot.
I don't even know
what do we do now.
I don't even know.
You guys, you've entered Castle Ravenloft.
We did
We're
it.
At the end.
Maybe.
And all of the doors are closed. The way is shut.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
We didn't think
That's
we were.
Scary.
It's no big deal. We figured we were going to be locked in there.
Right.
Okay. Do you think we would have been able to wander around if, with impunity, if we hadn't thrown a fork at Strahd?
Would we have?
Why would I ever tell you that? You can ask me
he
once the campaign
tells me
is
anything.
Over. I'll share you all of my. I'll share all of my notes about everything. You can ask me anything once we're done.
Mm.
You can read the book as much as you want. You'll be interested to see what's been changed and
mm-hmm.
what was.
Yeah,
what's true.
Hmm.
So when was Ravenloft first published? Like 30 years ago or something?
The original one was a long time ago. Yeah, back in I think the '70s, maybe the '80s.
I think it was.
And it's
the
been redone a few times, but this is a new. It's
5E.
Based, yeah, it's not just the rules. It's, you know, story's been changed and whatnot a little bit, but it's, you know, it's all kind of based on the same overarching idea, but it was rewritten with this edition a couple years ago.
Wild.
Katie would say it was written 300 years ago.
Right. when Dracula was written, yeah. Because it's the same story.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Wait, but it really is the same, like...
I don't know. All I know is that this whole thing about, like, the recycled love interest and his obsession is very Dracul.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to come back.
Even Mina sounds like Irina.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's intentional. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But I know everything.
I know you do.
Yep.
You seem to enjoy it.
It's the little things.
Being omniscient.
Very little control over my life in general.
So. So sad. You control us. Make you feel better.
So sick. Wow. I wanted to keep playing, but now we're done. Nope. We're in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could have gotten in the back.
Well, why didn't you say that late before?
Well, I did. I was, But we overwhelmingly didn't want to be rude.
I know. I don't know why we were so worried
about
that. Hey,
if we're known for anything in this land, it's politeness.
Yeah. That's right.
Aside from not introducing ourselves, we've been fairly polite at all of the dinners. And they've generally led to...
Yeah, that wasn't because, like, we were impolite. That's just because we were idiots.
Dying and the buildings burning down. Hopefully this will go the same way.
Yeah. Do you think Esmeralda's already dead? I feel like they're going to serve us her for dinner.
Oh my god. Roast beast.
Roast beast.
Do you suppose Ravenloft burns?
If it can, it will.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.